Maybe we're all going to get killed here by these juvenile delinquent creeps, but I want you to know, if it's the last fucking thing I say in my life, that you are a major and unrelenting asshole, Kenner. You bring out the worst in everybody. You're a pessimist. You're an obstructionist. You're against all progress, against everything that is good and noble. You are a right-wing pig in whatever the fuck you are wearing. Whatever those clothes are. Where's your gun?
I dropped it.
Where?
Back in the jungle.
You think Sanjiang has it?
I hope so.
Is he coming to get us?
Kenner shook his head. He's doing the job we came to do.
You mean he's going to the bay?
Yes.
So nobody is coming to get us?
No, Ted, nobody.
We're fucked, he said. We're fucking fucked. I can't believe it.
And he started to cry. Two boys entered the room, carrying two heavy hemp ropes. They attached one rope to each of Bradley's wrists, tying them firmly. Then they walked out again. The drums beat louder. Out in the center of the village, people took up a rhythmic chant. Jennifer said,
"Can you see out the door from where you are?"
"Yes."
"Keep an eye out. Tell me if someone is coming."
"All right,"
Sarah said. She glanced back and saw that Jennifer had arched her back and was gripping the pole between her hands. She had also bent her legs so her soles touched the wood and proceeded to shimmy up the pole at a remarkable speed, like an acrobat. She got to the top, raised her cuffed hands clear of the top of the pole, and then jumped lightly to the ground.
"Anybody?"
she said.
"No. How'd you learn to do that?"
"Keep looking out the door."
Jennifer slid back against her pole again, as if she were still handcuffed to it.
"Anybody yet?"
"No, not yet."
Jennifer sighed.
"We need one of those kids to come in," she said. "Soon."
Outside, Sambuca was giving a speech, screaming brief phrases that were each answered by a shout from the crowd. Their leader was building them up, working them into a frenzy. Even in Ted's room, they could feel it building. Bradley was curled in a fetal position, crying softly. Two men came in, much older than the boys. They unlocked his handcuffs. They lifted him to his feet. Each man took a rope. Together they led him outside. A moment later, the crowd roared.